I love UNK, and I fell in love with UNK at a national tournament for wrestling, which was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I was the assistant vice president at Pitt Johnstown, and Pitt Johnstown has a very strong wrestling team. And I was very close. You know, I had taught there and administrated there for 14 years. And I was really close to the wrestlers and their parents and the team, the coach. And, you know, I was the team photographer. Like, it was just part of the way that I moved through that university. And I followed them around. And I followed them to a national tournament, which was in Sioux Falls. And while I was there, on the floor taking pictures, I had my NCAA credentials to be the team photographer. I'm on the floor and I'm photographing our Pitt Johnstown wrestlers. And on another mat, a UNK wrestler came out, and he just walked out, you know, with his, you know, confidence and his confidence in his skill and his technique and his ability. And when he did, this sea, the only way I can describe it is this sea of blue shirts with UNK on it. They stood up, parents, students, probably staff, community members, and like all at once you just heard UNK, UNK, and everybody had like the loper hand gesture, and I was just overwhelmed with, wow, like that's how you support a team. Like that's the kind of spirit that is just contagious. And when I saw that, I just wanted to talk to the parents and I wanted to talk to some of the students. I didn't get a chance to talk to any of the students, but I did get a chance to talk to some of the parents of the UNK wrestlers, just over the next 3 days over the national wrestling tournament. And I thought, this is a school that is student-centered, that loves its students. You know, I mean, it was just one small example of what I thought UNK was all about, and I was right.